it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You ever see something and you think, well, most people don't know this exists, but everybody needs to know.
All the time I see TikToks with those things. Mm-hmm. These are Amazon or just articles like, here's a bunch of Amazon things that are out there. You can buy them. Mm-hmm. They're great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've bought a few of them.
Never
before.
Bought one.
I bought one of, you know, have you set your phone on your table or whatever, like the table next to the bed, and it's got you got a charging cable.
Mm-hmm.
It's this little thing that sticks to the table that's magnetic, and then you put these little clamps around the cables, and then they magnetize themselves to the little pad, so that way your cords don't fall back behind the dresser.
That's pretty good.
It is. That is something that I think to myself right now at this moment, I need that. And I will not go look for it.
Nope.
I only buy stupid things that are overpriced and are advertised directly to me on Instagram.
You know what I'm wrestling with right now? Some kinetic desk decoration that I don't have a desk. Let's start with that. Mm-hmm. I don't have a desk.
Yeah.
But you put the ball bearing in and it goes around the little thing, goes down, and then it's curved perfectly so it shoots back up and lands in the little spinner thing,
so
and then
it goes
down.
Forever.
I think those are so neat,
I don't believe
they really work.
I would like that.
And I would buy one.
I would like it, but I don't have anywhere to put it. I could put it in the living room, where it would immediately have the ball bearing stolen by one of the children.
Oh,
I know which one. And then lost forever.
Yep.
Possibly eaten. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's not going to happen.
That's for someone who has a desk at a work that people will come in and sit down and chat with.
So what is something you've seen where you actually thought, okay, here, take my money, like Kelly, and a coffee mug, you know.
I mean, like a lot of them, I mean, really, I do think that when I see lists like this, but then I don't eventually get to the giving of the money.
Yeah.
I'll get as far as clicking on the link, seeing if it's Prime, and if it would be here in 2 days, and if it's not,
What if it's not from Amazon, though? What if you can't get it? It's one of these. Like, the first thing on this list, you could build this. I'm sure it's for sale. But, Kayla loves doing puzzles. But with as many children around, you can't just have one out for an extended period of time. So this is a dining room table that looks like it would seat 6, 8 if you wanted to squeeze a couple people in. But instead of having leaves that come in and out to make it longer, the outside is framed, and there are individual pieces of wood that cover up the underneath where your puzzle can stay forever.
Oh, so it's like an insert.
It's a place to put junk eventually.
Yes.
Is where it would live,
Pretty much.
Puzzle is too specialized.
Like, that would be a great gift for her if we needed a table, but it's also, that's got to be very expensive.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. All right, how about a giant dog bed made for humans? Like, big enough for you to take a nap in.
I've seen that.
Yep.
Yeah? That would just be a giant.
Look at how cozy she is.
That would just be a giant dog bed that my cat Herman would sleep in.
Yeah.
And anyone else who came in there would get clawed at.
Probably, but I mean.
Also, I don't want to sleep on the floor. I have couches and beds.
Look at that.
They do look super comfortable, though. There's photos of me. Years ago, we had just gotten a brand new dog bed for Bubba, who was our dog at the time. And I laid down on it to be funny and fell asleep on it. And it looked ridiculous because I was too big for it.
But they are, the way they hug around you.
It was really comfortable and I fell asleep.
This text, I bought a 2-inch cube of tungsten for $500. It's super dense.
Yeah.
So it's just an incredibly heavy piece of metal.
What do you do with it?
You nothing. Just sit you just impress you say, your friends with how dense it is.
Pick that up. You won't believe how heavy it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a paperweight. That's it.
How about a camper, a relatively small camper that comes with an inflatable awning that keeps the bugs out?
This looks awesome.
Like, the awning probably more than doubles the amount of space that's in the camper.
don't trust it. I don't trust that it wouldn't be popped.
Look at that, though.
Yeah, it would be
awesome. No.
It's pretty sweet. Your own little biodome.
It looks cool from above, too, even though you'll never see it from that angle.
Now, as someone who doesn't know how to swim, this next one really appeals to me. It's an inflatable tank pool float, so it looks like a tank that sits on the water, with a working water cannon and foot pedals to get you around.
This one I came closest to clicking to finding online last night.
It's amazing. And blast the kids with the water. Then I'd get tipped over and drown, and they'd be like, ah, we're the commander now.
Like, imagine taking this out on the lake.
Well, oh, it'd have to be one of the very flat days.
Of course. Yeah.
All right. How much is that thing?
I bet it's under $100.
I was going to say $150.
You think so?
Yeah. Because it's going to be garbage. I mean, it's going to fall apart the first time you use it.
All right. I'm coming back to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is... This doesn't appeal to me. Rachel, are you a candle person with funny phrases on it?
Am I a what person?
Do you like candles that have funny phrases on it instead of just like, this smells like mahogany?
Oh, yeah. I think they're cool. It's a fun, kitschy thing to have.
Would this appeal to you? It's a candle where the label says, my last nerve. Oh, look, it's on fire.
I think those are kind of cringy.
Also, we're not supposed to burn candles anymore. It's bad for you.
What?
The latest candle news that I've seen.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, it does release smoke, which is a carcinogen.
It was a story for a day. I kept seeing it. Like, Jesus, okay.
I won't
buy any more scented candles.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw you people trying to help me.
I'll just do what I've always done. Spray lots of Glade everywhere.
Yeah.
This text. I did bodybuilding and had to shave all over. Saw an ad for Nano, $300. Had to have it. I ended up smelling like burnt hair, but no hair was gone.
What is Nano?
I'm not sure.
A home laser treatment?
I guess, yeah. Oh.
Sounds like it, yeah. There was cool.
A guy at Costco for a minute trying to push those on me. And other people, but...
Like next to the woman offering samples of...
It was
like
Chex
Mix.
It was pretty close. It was actually pretty close to the food section. Well, I mean, I guess everything is technically.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, the whole store is a food section.
Yeah. But it was like, do you want some crab or a really expensive laser hair removal treatment system?
This person in Nashville just texted. They built a recessed table that they play board games in so they can leave them set up.
Well, that's fun.
So they built it himself for $400, not counting tools. 2 weeks to build. You should sell those. Looks pretty good. All right, number six, the octopus mug holder.
I liked this
one. This is like it looks like a bronze octopus that you can hang mugs on because it's a mug holder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I'm a pretty big octopus fan, but not enough to like decorate the house.
I mean, yeah, with you know.
Well, why don't you get that and some $750 mugs from Kelly's friend?
Yeah, then you can display them proudly.
Yeah, they would look really good on that. I do think if you've got a nautical-themed house, it could work.
Okay.
This would work in a beach house, yeah.
What if your house just floods a lot because of poor building?
Even better.
You should put it in the area that it floods, so then it looks like you've got an octopus bringing coffee into your house.
Well, or bailing the water out.
Well, either that or the octopus is helping to keep your coffee cups above sea level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if
I got a perfect corner of the basement for that octopus.
Even if your house is flooded, your coffee cups are still dry for the first 8 inches of water or so. Oh,
the next one I can see Kelly getting for in here, some sort of version. Okay. It's an office chair for needy pets. It is a chair that sits up high.
Yeah.
And it almost looks like you're sitting on an old end table that might have been built in the 60s.
Yep.
Yeah.
And underneath is a little hut for the dog to be in. And when it wants to come up and visit you, it's three steps up to the top. And Kelly, you have a tiny dog that would love that thing.
Yeah.
It looks like
this would be perfect for Muffin.
Yeah.
She was under the table, and as soon as you said that, I was like, she should be in my lap right now. You're right, Freebie.
It looks incredibly uncomfortable.
It doesn't look great.
No,
I mean,
there's
no
weird angle.
There's no backrest.
It'd give you good posture, and you would need a small dog.
Yeah.
Like, I picture Clarence on that yesterday.
He'd be sitting on the top, and you'd be on the bottom.
Exactly.
all right. Now, Steve's about to have a baby, your oldest daughter. Evelyn will be 3 in September, right?
Yes.
I think it's time I think she's just old enough. She loves Frozen. This next one is something Frozen. We should chip in.
Oh,
and get his daughter.
If you do this
as a present for when her baby brother, because he's going to be getting all the attention, and she won't. Uh-huh. That's why we need to get Steve's daughter Evelyn the Frozen songbook with easy instructions that comes with a white recorder. They make the most beautiful sound.
Don't wait till fourth grade anymore. No.
Don't you want her to be the best at stuff?
Get started right now.
Get started now. Yeah. So she'll be a great musician. I mean, I would think that your wife would be all over this as a musician herself.
Yeah. She's very musical.
She might be the first person in history to continue playing the recorder because she's so good.
My wife has such animosity towards flautists and flute players. I think that this would be one of her. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they're all sluts. I recognize that.
American Pie told me so. Yeah.
She doesn't like Lindsey Stirling.
I was going to say.
She doesn't like flautists.
She's got some real music beats.
Because she's a violinist.
Yeah.
So I get the Lindsey Stirling thing, who is a famous violinist, and you've told us it's because she. Resents her posture and
terrible
form.
Terrible posture.
Yeah, but she plays.
I need some real explanation on this, why she doesn't like piccolo and flautists.
I don't know. And a recorder is basically a flute, so.
No.
I thought a recorder
is basically a flute.
Yeah, look at it.
More like
same.
A clarinet and a saxophone.
It's more shaped like a clarinet than it is a flute.
No way,
but
flutes are awesome.
That doesn't have a reed like a flute. Mm-hmm. I see what Steve's saying.
I don't think a flute has a reed either.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he means.
Yeah. It sounds like we agree.
The way you hold them is and blow into them is vastly different.
One sticks out, one goes to the side.
But you blow directly into a clarinet. You blow across a flute. It's very different.
I got to show her some flute videos. She'll love it. She'll learn to love it.
I think so.
There's a guy who beat.
All right, stop by later today.
I'm sure, right now, especially.
Hey, Annette, Joe's going to stop over today and just show you some flute videos.
Yeah, I know you're uncomfortable and you just want your body back, but Joe's going to make you watch some videos. Don't worry. He'll skip the ads as soon as they play for 15 seconds.
He feels like you would be surprised at how cool flute can be.
And I just walk into my living room and Joe and my wife are just sitting there on the couch.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.